For over four decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, June 8th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
One killed and three injured on Highway 46 crash. Atascadero City Council to review fiscal impact of 2045 general plan. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetta Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. A head-on crash occurred on Highway 46 West yesterday morning, according to CHP. The incident was first reported at about 9:36 a.m., about 5 miles east of Highway 1. Two vehicles were involved in the collision. CHP says a Ford Mustang traveling eastbound drifted into the westbound lane, colliding head-on with the truck towing a fifth-wheel trailer. The roadway was completely blocked at about 10 a.m., with CHP estimating it would remain closed for about 2 hours. CHP confirmed a male passenger of the Mustang was killed in the crash. The driver sustained moderate injuries. Both the driver and the passenger were from Cambria. The passenger and driver of the truck sustained moderate and minor injuries, respectively. Alcohol is not believed to be a factor in this collision. At about 9:35 a.m. on Friday, a sinkhole at the intersection of Niblick and Creston Road led to its prompt closure. The road was closed for about 12 to 14 hours as crews made necessary repairs. At the time of the release by the city of Paso Robles on June 5th, the cause was under investigation. No further information has been provided by the city as of yet. Traffic control measures were in place during the length of the cleanup and closure, with efforts to maintain access to nearby businesses. Atascadero City Council to review fiscal impact of 2045 general plan update. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Atascadero City Council will review a fiscal impact analysis for its 2045 general plan update in its meeting on Tuesday. The 2045 general plan update has been in development for some time, with a draft plan released in October 2025. It outlines how the city will change over the next 20 years, with its draft environmental impact report available now for public review. In tomorrow's meeting, the fiscal impact analysis will provide an overview on the projected impact the plan will have on the general fund budget. Key findings say the update will have a positive fiscal impact on the city's general fund. Public safety measures and services are projected to account for a majority of cost services in the future. As this is an information item, the council will take no formal action. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. A vegetation fire erupted near the San Luis Obispo and Kern County line on Sunday afternoon, just north of Highway 41. The cotton fire reached about 26 acres before reaching 100% containment. No structures were reported threatened, and no evacuation orders were given during the incident. Traffic on the 41 slowed down near the fire, but there were no closures as a result. The county sheriff's office seized incendiary devices after a two-hour-long standoff with a suspect who had a felony arrest warrant. The incident occurred on Friday at the 4700 block of Los Osos Valley Road in San Luis Obispo. 43-year-old Benjamin Reynoso was wanted for felony vandalism, violating a domestic violence restraining order, and obstruction of justice, according to the sheriff's office. When the team arrived on the scene, Reynoso refused to exit his residence. No one else was inside the home at the time. Reynoso continued to refuse to leave his home and even made threats to sheriff's office personnel at the scene. After about 2 hours, Reynoso exited the home and was taken into custody without incident. Detectives searched his home and discovered homemade incendiary devices. The next update for votes in San Luis Obispo County will be provided today by 6 p.m. The elections office anticipates the turnout is expected to rise to more than 50% as all votes are counted. A timeline for what voters can expect in the coming days has also been laid out. State law requires that all mail ballots be tabulated within 13 days of the election. This deadline would be June 15th. The law does not apply to ballots requiring signature cure or provisional ballots. The last day to cure signature issues will be June 24th for the county. July 2nd is the deadline for the county to certify election results. The elections office says more than 90% of Slo County voters choose to vote by mail ballot, and many cast their ballot just before or on election day. These ballots now need to be scanned, signature verified, and processed before they can be counted. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Cubs 2-1, the Angels over the Dodgers 13-5, the Mets beat the Padres 7-3, the Athletics shut out the Astros 5-0, the Yankees beat the Red Sox 6-1. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Brewers, the Giants will go against the Nationals, the Angels will face the Astros, the Padres will go against the Reds, and the Yankees will face the Guardians. In California news, a trial will begin today against the man accused of sparking the deadly Palisades fire. 29-year-old Jonathan Rinderkett was pled not guilty to starting the fire. Authorities say he started the fire on January 1st, and it burned undetected deep in root systems before flaring back up on January 7th. Spencer Pratt and Nithya Raman are still close to one another in the primary for Los Angeles mayor. In the latest update, however, Raman has pulled slightly ahead of Pratt, leading by just 3,000 votes. About 17% of votes still remain to be counted for the election. The top two vote-getters will advance to a runoff in November. The U.S. Attorney's Office said on Friday it has opened multiple election fraud investigations related to California elections and sent a prosecutor to the county's vote counting center. An assistant attorney went to the ballot processing center Friday morning, according to a spokesman for the L.A. County's Registrar Recorder. They were provided an overview of the public observation program and participated in a walkthrough of the ballot processing operations. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, last week in Nevada, the American Sheep Industry Association hosted a very successful reverse trade mission that brought together U.S. wool exporters and major buyers from China to strengthen commercial relationships, sell American wool, and expand opportunities for U.S. wool producers. During the event, ASI helped to facilitate the sale of approximately 560,000 pounds of U.S. greasy wool to Chinese buyers, a significant commercial outcome that directly benefits American sheep producers. Now, participating buyers emphasized the versatility, consistency, and reliability of American wool, while discussions reinforced the importance of maintaining competitive access to international markets, in particular for wool types with limited domestic processing capacity. Now, reverse trade missions allow international buyers to learn about U.S. wool, meet directly with U.S. exporters, and create real-world sales opportunities for American wool. And ASI appreciates USDA FSA support through MAP and remains committed to expanding export opportunities around the world.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Inmates at California State Prison Solano and Vacaville say a small change in California prisons has made a big difference for people incarcerated in the state. For the past 3 years, the prison has received regular deliveries of California-grown fruits and vegetables. The locally grown produce comes from Harvest of the Month, a joint initiative between Oakland-based nonprofit Impact Justice, University of California's Nutrition Policy Institute, and the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The program was created to provide nutrition access for incarcerated people while creating new markets for farmers. It also helps CDCR comply with a 2022 state law as of last December that requires at least 60% of the food purchased by state institutions be grown or produced in California. Since launching at three prisons in 2023, Harvest of the Month has expanded to serve all 30 adult prisons in California. This is something really big for the prison community, said Brian Cortez, a Solano State Prison inmate from Stockton. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s. Northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday, continuing to Friday, the weekend, and on Monday next week. Upper 90s on Wednesday, low 90s on Thursday, mid-90s Friday, low 90s Saturday, upper 80s on Sunday, 88 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com. Don't forget to order your party platters for graduation or Father's Day from the Red Scooter Deli.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The markets appear ready to bounce back. Futures are in the green ahead of the open this morning. Chip stocks leading the charge. NASDAQ futures up more than 450 points. But oil is trading a little more than 1% higher because of the renewed hostilities in the Middle East. Shares of Campbell's rising 2.5% in the pre-market after a mixed quarterly earnings report from the packaged food company, best known for its soup. Campbell's reported earnings of 50 cents a share for the quarter, but surpassing the estimate of 48 cents. However, the company says demand for snacks is down. And wearing a soccer jersey to Chipotle could net you some free food on Thursday after 3 p.m. The fast food joint will give you a buy one, get one free entree. It coincides with the opening games of the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Of course, you can catch every game on Fox. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Celebrate the 4th of July and America's 250th birthday with your friends, family, and neighbors at Barney Schwartz Park in Paso Robles, Saturday, July 4th, starting at 4. Enjoy the Family Fun Zone, live music by Garden Party and Steppin' Out, and a food truck zone all day long until the stunning fireworks show at dark. Parking and admission are free, so come celebrate America at Barney Schwartz Park on July 4th in Paso Robles. Find out more at prcity.com/July 4th. That's prcity.com/July and the number 4.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. Outstanding gas prices and the perfect Central Valley staycation. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL as we get rolling.
Honey, hush.
Well, you keep on jabbering, talking about this and that. Well, you keep on jabbering, talking about this and that. I got news for you, baby, you ain't nothing but
the Morning Exchange.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Diane Cassidy on. She'll be talking about the Royal Family Kids Camp here in the Central Coast. And Susanna is trying to get confirmation in the 1 o'clock hour, which she usually will, but just want to be sure, All right, folks, the important things first. let's see here. I got one on gum, and then the other is, I don't know how many of you watched the young Mr. Turnquist from Paso Robles High School pitched for Cal Poly in the second game of the regionals to try to get to the College World Series on Saturday. I did, and one of the things, Cal Poly got thumped. I think the final was 17-1. But one of the things, if for those that may have been watching, because it's always cool to watch somebody from your hometown, you know, in the national spotlight and stuff. So, that's cool. You see the name, then it says Paso Robles, California. That's just cool. I mean, that's... it's just fun. But one of the things, again, because I didn't see it, and I may have missed it, when he was walking off the mound in the after the first inning, he struck out the guy. I think he threw 26 or 28 pitches in the first inning. Two things. One, he was throwing heat. He was 94, 95 miles an hour. But the announcers, because when Carson walked off the mound, he was jawing. You know, you see pitchers nowadays, they strike out a guy, the end of the inning, get out of a jam and so forth. You know, they're doing the pumps and the you know, whatever they're saying. I thought the announcers said, or they alluded to, that he was, doing it to the crowd. Because when he came out in the second inning, one, he wasn't throwing as many fastballs. He was throwing more off speed. And I think it was Ben McDonald kind of alluded to the fact, well, maybe he should have kept his mouth shut. I didn't see that at all. What I thought, because I didn't see the whole shot from the camera, I thought he was looking towards his dugout, kind of like saying, come on, guys, let's go. I got out of this. I didn't think it was anything, you know, egregious. And they and I never saw a replay of that moment. So if anybody was watching, because, boy, I thought, yeah, leave the kid alone. He wasn't doing that. He was firing up his dugout. Come on. Come on. It just turned out that it didn't. Maybe it was convenient for them to say, well, because he did that, it's karma. Nah, I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that. All right, anyway, but good season anyway for Cal Poly. And then also another important, this is on the email. Here we go. Hey, Kevin, my husband wants to know if you like the gum out of the baseball cards. It was his favorite. I love that stuff. I couldn't, because, again, as you know, if you've been listening for any length of time, we didn't have any sodas, any junk food in the house or anything like that, so, except Halloween. Yeah, if I got a hold of that, the baseball cards, I mean, that's what you did, and hopefully if you had enough money to get, you know, two or three, maybe even four packs, you'd put all those pieces in your mouth at once. And sometimes it was hard as a rock, but, man, I did love that stuff. Chris, I know you didn't collect baseball cards, but did you collect some kind of cards? Oops, I lied.
Microphone wasn't on. Yeah. Well, I mean, I've told you about my trading card games.
Okay, but did they have gum in them?
No, they don't have gum in them.
Okay, I was just wondering. You've seen cards though with gum in them, right?
No, actually, that's a foreign concept to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I.
Well, okay, so where do you get these cards from exactly?
What, baseball cards?
Yeah, with gum in them. What are they like?
I don't know if they do it anymore.
But like where did you get them? Were they just like in grocery stores or something or what?
No, there was usually like we had a soda place on Morsemere Avenue. We'd go down and we'd get our stickball bats and our stickball ball. And the guy there had, he had baseball cards. So, because you could go in there and, you know, they had a counter where you can buy, you know, shakes and stuff like that. It was one of those, I guess, old time places. You ever seen one of them?
Not really. I'm still wondering about the process of buying these, though. So, like, when you bought a card, did you, like, know what it was, or was it a randomized thing?
No, you'd buy them in a pack.
Okay, so it would come in a pack of several cards, and in that pack was also some gum?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That was probably the incentive to buy, I mean, not the main, because, I mean, you know, stick of gum, but I don't know. I'm trying to think. Maybe they were 10 cents, 20 cents a pack. So,
I wish.
Well, see, but back in the day, we would collect bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd bring them in, and the guy would give you money back. And of course, being Americans, we didn't save it, we spent it.
Of course, naturally.
Right. So, you'd go in there, you'd say, okay, I've got enough money to give me three baseball packs, and I'll have a milkshake. You know, that's what we did.
Right.
Okay, so, and then, you know, you'd be all sugared up, you'd have the milkshake, and then you'd have the gum with a lot of sugar in it, and then you'd be running wild for the rest of the day, because you're all hyped up on the sugar and stuff.
If I tried buying three packs of, you know, whatever card game I play, plus a milkshake today, it'd run me more than $20.
And that's without collecting the bottles.
Correct.
To exchange them in. That's what we did. Bottles and cans. That's what you would do because, you know, your parents were always going to give you the money. Which, I mean, again, this is silly stuff. But I just, with talking about this, and I know this happened. Our dentist was Dr. Slater. Dr. Slater was our dentist. Until we moved to Kentucky, but my brother was still using Dr. Slater when he was in his 40s. That's how long Dr. Slater was around. But I remember as a kid, Dr. Slater, when you were a, you know, so-called good little boy or girl, when you were leaving his office, he had gum and lollipops for you.
Well, that's a little ironic.
Well,
gum, not so much, but lollipops, definitely.
I thought about it, I don't know how many years after, I thought, that's brilliant. You're guaranteed a return customer. giving kids the opportunity to get cavities to go back. So, because I know they used to do that too in the, you know, when you were a little kid, you'd go into the barber shop and they'd have gum for you too. If you were, you know, not a pain in the neck or, you know, whining or something like that. So, anyway, that's just kind of some funny stuff. Let's see here. Morning, Kevin. This is on the text. I remember driving my mom to the store, and she used the... Oh, wait a minute. This is from the other day. Why did this just show up again?
You got to scroll down. I see the text they actually sent. It's a picture of the baseball cards, the packs with gum in it.
Oh, okay.
Those gum look like World War II rations.
Well... Like I said, they were hard as rocks.
They certainly look like it.
Well, you would just
you could drop those on the pavement and they'd shatter like glass.
They may do damage to the pavement more than they would. The Topps baseball cards, right? So anyway, thanks for sending that picture. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. All right, let's see. How do I get out of this? There I go. Now it's stuck there. Now I gotta. Uh-oh. Can you get out of it from over there?
Yeah, I can look at another text we got. It says, Kevin, do you remember A&W unpasteurized root beer?
Yes. Okay, how come I can't get out of this? Oh, I see. All I have to do is hit the tab, right? Yep, there I go. Let's see. Do you remember the A&W unpasteurized? Yeah, no, that was awesome. That was awesome. You know what? Now that I think of it, maybe not so much A&W, but it was the Hires root beer, and that may have been regional. I don't remember, but the Hires root beer, and we'd go to this place, and he'd put a scoop of, you know, some kind of ice cream in it. Again, we were kids. I probably couldn't do that now. I'd be sick as a dog. But you know, as kids, yeah, drop in the vanilla ice cream and with it, and we'll call it a day and stuff like that. So, all right, yeah, back in the day. Okay, let's see. What else do we have going here this morning on the email, the old-fashioned stuff? Sinkhole. Kevin, that's a major intersection. And with all the housing that has gone out that way, I wonder how stable that road is. The citizens of Paso Robles should be concerned that in the event of an emergency, how people can get out. Well, if you go back a few years at the meetings, if you remember the corridor, Creston, and also out in that area, there were some concerns brought up by citizens regarding if there is an emergency and how are, you know, X amount of people going to be able to get out onto that one, you know, through that one major intersection. And I just remember that there may have been some dancing done with the answers or the reply to the citizens. But I know there was a group of citizens out that way who were not satisfied with the answer. I don't know how sinkholes come about. And, you know, if you remember, Didis Esperanza, the last 2 years that I've had her on, you know, she was telling us that, look, folks, there's a lot of old infrastructure here in this city, underground. That's why I saw a remark over the weekend, somebody complaining that the city takes a long time to do these jobs on the roads. Well, there's reasons for that. They're not doing it because they want to stall and slow down and tick you off. They don't do that deliberately. They're doing it because there's a lot more things involved these days than just digging in and or putting some concrete on there. They have to go under, and sometimes they have to replace some of these things that are 70 years old, you know, some of the pipes and so forth. And then when you have all the electrical and so forth, it's just not that easy. It's not that easy, and from time to time things happen. I don't know, I don't know if this, well, the city's, you know, hopefully they're going to look into, okay, what caused this sinkhole? There may be something more than it's just a sinkhole. I don't know. But anyway, that's why the citizens have a voice, and you should use it. You should use it. And if you don't like the answer, it doesn't mean that they're lying, but you should demand answers. And if you're not sure that it's a direct answer, then just pursue that a little bit. That's all you have to do. But they're not deliberately delaying putting and getting things done, for crying out loud. You know, it's one of the things I've learned a lot on the couple of times I've had Detis on is because we talk before the air and also a little bit afterwards, and you learn a lot about what goes into it, just like you would with anybody's profession that we all think we know. And when you go in there and you find out some things and they tell you, et cetera, and you go, okay, yeah, I understand that a little bit more. Anyway, that's it. All right, let's see here. 238-5775-238-KPRL. You may be surprised about this. And I don't know if I'll, maybe I'll do a survey. I don't know. Anyway, Americans. I don't know how many of you realize that a pretty good percentage of Americans are okay with mail-in voting. And according to some things that I've been able to look at, again, here are just some things to throw out. Mail voting expands voter access, giving millions, especially those facing barriers, a practical and secure way to vote. Well, one of the things, the words, giving millions, what are the barriers that people are facing? Every single person out there can probably have a reason why they need something special for them. Goes on to say, cases of mail voting fraud are very rare, accounting for only 0.000043% of total mail ballots cast, or about 4 cases out of every 10 million mail votes. How many of you believe that? Relative to absentee voter systems, universal vote-by-mail voting systems comprise the smallest percentage of the already very low mail voting fraud. That's according to this thing that just popped up, not just popped up, that's on my, came in on my email over the weekend. So I don't know how many of you, what you think about that. One of the things... I know Darcia was talking a little bit about the voting on Friday with Kenny, and it had to do with, I don't know how many amounts she said that have to be, or there were just some issues with the vote by mail, and I forget specifically the number and specifically what the issues were, but, again, I thought about it a little bit driving in this morning. And I thought, if the county clerk recorder, if they contact you because you didn't sign this or didn't sign that and so forth, I wish they wouldn't waste their time. To me, you've had that thing in your hand for quite a few days, well, more than a few days. If you're not double checking those things, I really don't think your vote should be counted. I mean, if you're that much of a dope. Because again, you have to be thorough and so forth. They give you, how many days we have 30 days you can look at that thing and you can't do it the right way. You're wasting our time. You're part of the process that slows everything down. I just assume, don't count it. I don't care. Don't give you a second chance. All right. Let's see here. What else do we have here on the email? The sinkhole at Creston was caused by the contractor hitting a water main. Okay, I have a question regarding that. Usually something is marked to warn these contractors about that. So, that's part of the process. And is there, for those of you who know about this, or do contractors have to have insurance against something that major happening? Because that was a fairly big job that, by the way, you might want to give the city some credit. They got that thing taken care of so they can get traffic rolling again, too. Remember, that was on a Friday morning at 9. Was it Friday morning? Yeah. Friday morning at 9:30. All right. So, Creston contractor hitting a water main. It's not the first time that's happened. I think it happened over there on Creston and Riverside X amount of years ago. And I
think that may have been contractor era. So, I don't know. Perhaps somebody does. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Regarding the underground utilities, yes, the contractor is responsible when those are marked and they hit them, then they are responsible. Now, normally it wouldn't go to insurance. You would lose that profit most commonly, unless it happened to be something totally catastrophic. But when underground utilities are marked, a lot of things get missed. You know, a city will mark out their utilities, their sewer lines, their water lines. Gas company will mark out theirs, phone company, et cetera. But many cities, and I don't, honestly, I haven't worked in the city of Paso that much. I don't know what their as-builts are like. Some cities have a real good handle on where all their water lines are, all their sewer lines. Many do not. And if they mismark them and the contractor hits them, well, then it's on the agency, and that'll end up being an extra work for the contractor to fix it because they didn't know it was there. You got to know it's there.
All right. So I'm wondering, in some cases, particularly that intersection here in Paso Robles, it's, you know, in the scheme of things, it's not that old. So, you know,
which intersection was this?
It was Creston and Niblick.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because, you know, in some areas, and I don't care where the city is, depending on how long, you know, how well were the records kept from back then?
As a rule, very poor. If you go back, anything that was installed plus 35, 40 years ago, it's been lost, in my experience. If it was put in 30 years ago, should have a handle on it. I would expect a water main at that intersection, the city would know exactly where it's at. I'd be surprised if they didn't.
Well, wouldn't even the contractors know with all these devices now that they can tell what's underneath the ground?
Yeah, you have ground-penetrating radar, but I'm not a big fan of that because it'll tell you something's there, but you don't know what's there. Sometimes it'll pick up anomalies in the earth, or you might have, I don't know, you can tell that there's something there, but you don't know what's there.
Well, wouldn't you then be, then if that's the case, then wouldn't it be a coordination? They come across it and then they call the city and say, hey, we have this something here at this intersection. Do you know what it may be?
Well, typically in a plan, when a contractor bids a contract, they have a plan and all the utilities are shown. And before they start digging, all the agencies will come out and mark their utilities. You know, you call in the USA ticket, underground service alert, and they'll come out and mark all their utilities, and they get a little margin of error, too. The contractor has to know that plus or minus 2 feet, that's where the water line is, or that's where the gas line is, and they need to act accordingly. Now, if they hit it in that case, that's their fault. They have to fix it at their cost. But if there's something that's not marked, not on the plans, well, then that's going to end up being the agency. They got a water line that they don't know is there for some reason, and that happens. It does happen. Sometimes you have old water lines that are still attached to new water mains because there was, half a dozen houses over here that were on that line. They didn't connect the service to the new water main, and there's an old one. There's a section of it that's still live. I've seen scenarios like that many times. And then they hit that because it's not marked. City doesn't know it's there. Wasn't on the plans, so now the city's got to pay the contractor to fix it because it was their water line they didn't mark.
Okay. That's interesting. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, I did watch the baseball game. I was obviously disappointed. I was happy that Cal Poly got to the Supers. That was pretty cool. You know, I didn't see. I took the announcers at their word. They did say that the crowd was kind of jeering and booing the pitcher, Carson, ahead of the game during warm-ups, and that he was reacting. That's why they said he was reacting to the crowd. I couldn't tell. I hope it wasn't. I hope you're right, because that means the crowd got to you and threw you off your game, because he wasn't the same guy in the second inning as he was the first.
No, but I also go to, and, you know, maybe they were doing this so he could regain his control, because he was throwing a lot of balls because he went to more off speed. If you were watching that, I was going, what the hell is he doing here? But maybe they were doing that too, because with some pitchers, not all, when they're, you know, because he was firing the ball, that they, you know, they said, all right, we want you to throw a little bit more off speed because it'll help you get you back into your proper motion. Because, you know, with pitchers, it's the repeat, well, anything in sports, it's that, you know, muscle memory. And so, you know, I don't know, you know, and obviously Coach Lee and the, you know, they know him very well.
Oh, absolutely. No, but don't you agree that as a pitcher, you know, it's one thing to throw fastballs in the strike zone. It's another to throw the off-speed stuff. It takes more touch. And if you're amped up, you can lose that touch. You're not as in control, don't you think?
Yeah, depending on the emotion of the pitcher, yeah.
But right, some pitchers, that's okay. Others, you but, can't, because you wonder, yeah.
Well, one of the things I was thinking about, though, is that he had a long time between the innings to, you know, recompose himself.
Because he did.
Because that pitcher for Wake Forest threw about the same amount. And, again, you know, a lot of foul balls. You had that instant replay thing. So, yeah, there was a lot of time to, you know, maybe just kind of get a hold of his emotions.
Yeah, doing that replay, you know, they showed the replay of that ball landing, and I'm like, oh, that hit the line. Don't challenge it, Larry. Don't challenge it. And he did, because I could see it was not going to be a foul ball. It was a fair ball.
Oh, yeah.
That
was easy.
It was obvious. Yeah, it was very easy. And unfortunately, you're right, it took a lot longer, and sometimes pitcher sitting there for an extended period of time, you kind of, I don't know, I'm not sure what happens. You lose your focus or something.
Well, it was just not a good 2 days for the Mustangs.
No, it wasn't. That was disappointing. They did show, I mean, they fielded pretty good. They didn't make any errors. I've seen a lot of errors in the College World Series, the games I've watched, more than I would have expected.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of home runs. There's like six of them hit yesterday in the Georgia in the Georgia game.
Yeah, Georgia, was that Mississippi State? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All right, I'm out of time. I got to go. All right, folks, we are going to, let's see here. We are right here, so we'll go to, we'll check this out. Here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
I'm Sue Guzman. Sirens sounding in Israel as Iran launched a barrage of attacks early Monday, raising concerns about a widening Middle Eastern conflict. This announcement notifying people on board an airplane as it landed earlier in Israel.
Missiles are coming here. We need to get off this airplane.
Six people injured in a stabbing at New York's Penn Station. Suspect was taken into custody at the scene. Person suffered serious injuries. So far, no word on the motive. 19 people dead, 200 injured after a 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck the southern Philippines, many buildings collapsing. The 79th annual Tony Awards held at Radio City Music Hall in New York Sunday night. Schmigadoon taking home the Tony for Best New Musical. America's listening to Fox News.
All righty, 6 minutes away from 7 at The Right Choice. Time for sports, and it's brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
Baseball Sunday, the first-place Braves got a pinch-hit, bases-clearing double from Michael Harris II in the seventh and completed their sweep of the Pirates 3-2. Angels salvaged one from the Dodgers 13-5. Backup catcher Sebastian Rivero 5-for-5 with 6 RBI. Mets rookie Carson Benj went 5-for-5 with a dinger in a 7-3 win over the Padres. Brewers barreled over the Rockies 12-4 thanks largely to a 7-run sixth. Rangers romped over the Guardians 10-0. Jacob deGrom and the Grommets scattered 6 hits, backed up by 4 Texas Taters. Marlins down the Rays while the Yankees rallied for 5 in the 8th to rip the Red Sox. New York and Tampa Bay now in a virtual tie for the AL East lead. Tigers sank the Mariners. Kevin McGonigal homered in the 4th, then delivered a 2-out, 2-run walk-off single in the 9th. Phillies whipped the White Sox. Brandon Marsh went deep for the 3rd day in a row.
You know, just stringing some good at-bats together, getting in decent counts, getting some good pitches to hit, and just trying to do my best to take advantage of those.
A's blank the Astros behind Gage jumping the ropes, four-hit double dutch. Cardinals, Blue Jays, Giants, Diamondbacks, and Royals were winners. No playoff action Sunday. After taking the first two games in San Antonio, the Knicks host the Spurs in Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight in New York. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tomorrow night in Vegas. The Golden Knights with a 2-1 lead on the Hurricanes after Saturday night's double overtime thriller. And two-seed Alexander Zverev won his first Grand Slam title Sunday in Paris. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Sunshine, highs in the mid-80s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the, well, we'll call low 50s, and sunshine, upper 80s. Upper 80s on Tuesday. That's nothing, folks, because Wednesday, we will be in the upper 90s, then cool down to the low 90s on Thursday, Friday, low 90s, same Saturday, upper 80s Sunday, and Monday from next week. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:48 a.m., 8:18 p.m. We are at 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979 in Atascadero. All right, time for this.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier here in the county. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound, that's our job, our responsibility, and our conscience. Part of your character. Character counts. All right, as I check in to my left to see if there's anything out there on the or on the board here at the 1,000-watt flame-throwing blowtorch studio, nothing. Chris, because I am behind on time, you are off the hook today, so
a three-day weekend for my brain, if you will.
That's it. That's it. All right. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com, which is the best way and the most consistent way. World-famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. All right, just a couple of minutes left here on this hour, and trivia brought to you by Joe's Place. Three locations, Paso and Templeton and One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, let's see here. Following the Civil War, there has only been one burial at night in Arlington National Cemetery. Who was buried at night? The only person since the Civil War to be buried at night at Arlington National Cemetery. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. It ties in with something today in history. Okay, who is it? They're the only burial held at night since the Civil War at Arlington National Cemetery. Who was it? Who was buried at night? The officially buried at 11:34 p.m. I'll give you a little bit of a hint here. The funeral was held earlier in the day at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, following a heavily attended and much delayed funeral train journey to Washington, D.C. His casket arrived at the cemetery late at night. He was officially buried at 11:34. Who was it? To the phone lines we go. Hi, good morning.
That was Bobby Kennedy.
Yes, Bobby Kennedy, indeed. Well done, sir. May I have your name?
Bill Larson.
Okay, Bill, we have you down as a qualifier. Very good job, and enjoy your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. A vegetation fire erupted near the San Luis Obispo County and Kern County line on Sunday afternoon, just north of Highway 41. The cotton fire reached about 26 acres before being 100% contained. The county sheriff's office seized incendiary devices after a two-hour-long standoff with a suspect who had a felony arrest warrant for vandalism and violating a domestic violence restraining order. 43-year-old Benjamin Reynoso was taken into custody without incident. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage? Call 805-466-3598.
And, of course, Robert F. Kennedy, he was, if you've ever been to Arlington, and you've, I'm guessing most people when they go there, they also see the burial of JFK, his brother. Roberts is just the slope down from where JFK is buried. All right, we've got two more hours to go. This hour is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, and lots more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.